I'm joined in the studio by Colin and Paul, who are both with the band called Shades of Simon, and they're going to be playing live. So good morning, boys.
Good morning, Michelle.
Oh, even
sounds
in harmony.
Like a schoolroom, isn't it?
Oh, boys, you're doing exactly what I tell you to do. It's great to have you both in the studio today. Tell us about Shades of Simon and how it came about.
Over to you, Colin.
Okay, well, 2019 we started, actually, and myself, Paul wasn't actually with us at the time. There was myself, a guy called John Austin, who's our lead guitarist, and Dave Johns, our drummer, and Kelvin, our bass player. And Kelvin brought two of his ex-bandmates from a band called Where Spot, husband and wife duo, Dean and Gaynor. Anyway, so we were rehearsing away. You know, the premise was that we wanted to be a Paul Simon tribute band. We don't really like the phrase tribute band, do we? But we don't aim to look like him. That would be ridiculous, especially with us. But anyway, so we were doing well, rehearsing well, getting the sets together, and then, of course, lockdown. So nothing for 14 months. And then at the end of that, unfortunately, Dean and Gaynor had moved on to other things and we recruited young Paul here. I say young Paul. He is relatively the baby of the band.
Yeah.
And we've just gone from strength to strength. We've now got, a full show. The idea is that it's more of a show than a gig. You know, we talk about Paul Simon and his life. Think of it as the Paul Simon story, annotated with songs along the timeline that we're, you know, of his career that we're talking about, from Sound of Silence to Graceland, I suppose you might say.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a really good project. I've been a Paul Simon fan since I was a lad, so 50 years, and to be able to rap a good band around these songs and do them justice feels very good indeed. Yeah.
What's the diary like for next year? Is it filling up? I mean,
well, no, it isn't at the moment. We've got one definite booked gig for next year in Colchester, theatre in Colchester, and lots of other irons in the fire. But it's a tricky time at the moment. You know, there's still a reluctance, I think. You know, if you look at ticket sales generally,
yeah,
for acts that would normally sell out, you know, they're getting 60-70%. So there's, you know, the COVID effect is still there. Also, of course, a lot of for the theatres particularly, if you look at the What's On pages, the acts that you're seeing for this year and for a lot of next year were deferred from 2020.
Yeah.
So there's the books are, you know, there's not so much space in the theatre books. But we are trying.
And you are one of those type of bands that would need to have or should be having a big stage with lots of seating. It's not, you know, big to see you guys properly is what you want to be
exactly
doing.
I mean, we see ourselves playing to seated audiences, be they in theatres or outdoor summer concerts we're looking at.
Yes.
We've got quite a few sniffs there from sort of National Trust and RHS venues. That will be lovely if we can get those. Have a summer garden tour.
Yeah, Ingatestone Hall. They normally do something during the summer as well. So
do they?
Yeah, they
I'm
do. Yeah.
To remember that. I'm phone them
write that one down. Yes, how many of you are in the band?
There's five of us. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And you've both wearing today some fantastic T-shirts that you've got.
Yep.
Because you're doing this particular gig for the Brain Tumour Charity.
Indeed.
And which is a charity that myself and Paul, we've spoken to Claire Howell, who's come in before to talk about, hi Claire, she's listening, she hopes she will be, who's come in before to talk about the charity, and also our good friend Dee Hepburn. I was going to say Dee Hunter because I always call her Dee Hunter, but it's Dee Hepburn, who was an amazing musician,
yes,
singer-songwriter, mummy, wife, lovely, lovely girl who sadly passed away, and our friend who sadly passed away with glioblastoma, which is a high-grade brain tumour. Where did this idea to come to actually do the gig for Dee come from?
I think we had it in mind that we would like to do a charity gig. And I think obviously at some point we had a discussion about which charity we were going to do it for. And obviously I mentioned Dee, mentioned my connection to the Brain Tumour Charity, because we very often attended support group meetings as well. Hi to everyone from the Romford support group, by the way. And everyone said, yeah, great, let's do it for Dee and for the Brain Tumour Charity. And it just seemed like the perfect opportunity, really. So,
yeah, and a great celebration for her life as well. And I know there's going to be lots more
because we've had COVID,
obviously, as you mentioned earlier. It's been a little bit difficult getting stuff together, but this will be the first of many.
We will definitely next year. We're going to celebrate her as a songwriter as well, of course, because she was brilliant at that. So.
Yeah.
But this is obviously in her memory, but also for everyone, of course, that's been touched by that most pernicious of cancers. So, yes,
because it isn't, as you mentioned, it isn't just about the person who has the cancer. It's the family, it's the children, the friends, everybody is affected. And Brain Tumour Charity are amazing because they carry on with the person who has the cancer. Afterwards, they'll be talking to the family. So they do a lot of great things, and we need more. I know the guy from The Wanted has glioblastoma, as you were seeing in the news, and we do need a lot more money into the Brain Tumour Charities as a whole to see if we can get a cure.
For sure. I mean, they do research. They do amazing research. Yeah. And what they've done with, obviously, the way they've grown over the years has been incredible. Mm. But also the support. It's the research and the support. And they're brilliant at both. Mm. And so it's a really worthwhile cause. And Colin and myself and the other members of the band are really looking forward to doing that and, you know, really giving a big shout out to everyone involved with the Brain Tumour Charity. So.
And just to say, boys are looking glamorous today in your Brain Tumour Charity t-shirts. Where did you get those from? Are they from their site or are they from through you guys?
Through the site, yes. And Claire very kindly sent some in the post for us to try on.
Yep.
So we thought we'd wear them today just in case there might be a photo op. You never know.
Yes, there will be. I'll be taking pictures later, don't
worry. Brilliant. Okay. Now
we're going to kick off with a song. You're going to do two songs. So tell us about the first one.
Colin?
This is probably the shortest song in the Simon & Garfunkel discography. but I think it's one that people, most, even if you're not a Simon & Garfunkel fan, you'll know this song.
Okay, here we go.
So it's called the 59th Street Bridge Song. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Da 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 da, feeling groovy. Hello lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do, feeling groovy. Da 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 da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Ba da 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 da.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was fabulous. And
how did it be quick, didn't we?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I didn't realise that song was that short. The thing is, those harmonies, I mean, they are amazing. As a singer myself listening, you are so together. I mean, all your phrasing, that must have taken a long time.
Well, we have, although we have like regular weekly band rehearsals, Paul and I, in addition, get together just for vocal rehearsals, you know, because we really want to, the signature sound of Simon & Garfunkel particularly, not so much the Paul Simon solo stuff later on, but the Simon & Garfunkel harmonies are such a signature sound. Mm. And we wanted to nail not just the notes, but the phrasing and the spacing as well. So, yeah, Yeah, thank you for saying that. We've worked hard on that.
Done the yards.
Yeah, honestly, it's making me smile. It's just such a that's just the two of you. So when the full band is there.
Yeah, indeed.
And have you got any more people doing any extra BVs and stuff? Have you got, is everybody singing or is it just you two guys?
It is just us two.
Yeah.
At the moment, in terms of the vocals, but obviously, yeah, it's a whole different ballgame with a 5-piece band. And there's so much more you can do. Actually, I think we are going to be doing that one with the band, aren't we? When we actually do.
We are. Yeah. There's just bass and drums on that. In addition, but it's such a lovely, open, simple song, you know, and it's really all about that. That little rhythm in that song and the vocal harmonies, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the gig is on the 3rd of December.
It is.
There's two tickets left at the moment, otherwise it is going to be sold out. Where is the venue?
It's the Morden Town Hall Theatre, which it's just off the High Street. If you know Market Hill, where it joins the High Street, the Town Hall is just there. And the theatre, I've been in Morden for 16 years. I had no idea it was there. It's a lovely theatre, proper stage.
I haven't seen it yet.
Right, you know, upper balcony, and, you know, it's really good. Mm. So, so we've sold, I think, 200 tickets now. Oh, 202 is the capacity. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's great to play to a size crowd like that, and you guys... definitely need to have that sort of crowd. I've just got a message in. Keith has said, "Morning, they're very good. We need them we need them in Brentwood, as Paul Simon used to play in the folk clubs in Brentwood."
Yes, at the Railway Hotel Folk Club. I think is it King Street or it's in Brentwood somewhere anyway. And significantly, actually, it just ties into the next song that we'll do. He met. The love of his young life, a girl called Kathy.
Yes.
At that folk club.
Yeah.
And they went on a little Greyhound bus tour around the US East Coast.
You have to come play. Get you here at Brentwood Theatre. That's where we need to get you in.
Lovely.
There we go. Yeah. That's another one.
I've been trying to contact them, Michelle. But,
have you?
Yeah.
Have they not been out here? Naughty. I know the people at Brentwood Theatre. You leave it with me.
Okay. Deal.
Or we've got the Brentwood Centre here, which is, again, you can get hundreds of people in there. Yeah. That is a fantastic venue for doing live stuff.
Yeah. Any contacts you have, Michelle, very glad to receive them.
Thank you.
Usual percentage?
Yeah, 100%. Tell us about the next song you're going to do for us.
Well, this was, I mentioned that he and Paul Simon and Kathy did this sort of Greyhound bus tour of the East Coast stations in America. And this next song he wrote a little while later, after Kathy had actually gone back to England. She had to go back after a few weeks. And this is about their little tour, and it's called America.
Okay. Okay.
One, two, three. Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. And I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. T- toss me a cigarette. I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine. And the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and I'm aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the new Judge's top bike, they've all come to look for America. They've all come to look for America. They've all come to look for America.
Was amazing. You know, it sounds to me, it sounds like there's more of you in the studio than there is.
I've got my funky tambourine here that yes. I'm hiding under the desk.
Exactly. I wonder
okay,
where that tambourine is coming
come
from.
Out from under the desk. Come on.
That was beautiful. Absolutely.
Oh,
and,
you
know, I
thank
think
you
sometimes
much.
You forget. It's nice, you know, I get to listen to new music all the time, but obviously there's such a backlog of incredible music. And also that might be for some people the first time they've ever heard Paul Simon, don't forget, because some people weren't, yeah. you know, weren't born or they just don't know. So it's fresh. Some people would be hearing it completely fresh.
A good song is a good song.
Yes, it
yeah,
is, definitely.
Yeah.
And I love those harmonies, boys. You're doing brilliantly. So the 3rd of December, you can find you guys. You're on Instagram, you're on Facebook.
Yeah, the website is shadesofsimon.com. Everything you need is there.
Yeah.
So please, somebody, buy those last two tickets.
Yes,
we need
buy
you.
The last two. Keith, you can buy them.
Charity needs you.
What do you say? Can you find out what numbers they like to play to? Oh. What are the numbers? Are you looking at sort of, you're looking at more theatres and sort of...
I'm with you. Yes, yeah. theatres.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We're looking at small to medium theatres at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, if things take off, then, you know, we can maybe think bigger. But we're not expecting to do a 16-week run in the West End, you know.
Yeah.
We're happy to do, I don't know, 13 or 14 quality gigs a year.
Yeah.
And that will suit us very well.
There you go. Hope that answers your question out there. Lovely to see you both. I'll be looking forward to seeing you on the 3rd. I've got my tickets.
Indeed.
Me and my sister
Brilliant.
Are coming along.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
We hope we can hear you singing from the audience.
No, I won't be joining in, not with those beautiful harmonies. I'm just going to sit there and enjoy it. That's the good thing about being a musician. You can sit there and really appreciate when you hear some quality music. So looking forward to it.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks
so much
for having us.
And also a big shout out to Dee Hepburn as well.
Yes.
To Dee.
Because we all knew Dee, and she is, I'm sure, still a fantastic person, lovely
Always
person.
In our minds,
and
she is.
And I'm going to just, while you're sat there, boys, I think we should end this interview with, let me just see if I can find the track, because here we go. I think we should hear from her. From Dee herself.
Yeah,
so this is Dee Hepburn. This is who the guys are doing the gig for. And
Sanctuary
it's also for, This Old Town.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Dee Hunter, who we've been talking about. This is the fantastic musician that was our friend. We all know her pretty well. And this gig is for the Brain Tumour Charity. So here is Dee Hunter with This Old Town.